but the thought of being a lunatic did not trouble him. The horror was that he might also be wrong. So Orwell from 1984.
Steve Henn teaches high school English in northern Indiana. He's the author of several books, including Guilty Prayer, Indiana Noble Sad Man of the Year, and his most recent chapbook, American Mail, published by Main Street Rag in February 2022. Steve's the proud father of his children with the late American artist, Lydia Henn. He loves crab cakes, playing records, and he gives poetry readings in all kinds of places. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Steve joins us long distance from his classroom. Welcome, Steve. What have you brought for us today?
These poems are from my third book, Indiana Noble Sad Man of the Year. First poem is called The Dawning. Maybe it's the heat that's melted something in my core, otherwise jagged, cynical, or aloof, here at Three Crowns Coffee. But when the first thing the homeless guy alone on the couch says to me is, if you ever need anything, don't be afraid to ask. I don't laugh or shake my head. I don't chuckle or guffaw or break eye contact at this humanizing and unprecedented offer of assistance from a stranger, even though it's curiously followed by nice to meet you and I'm here all the time. Which is not entirely true, seeing as he's not been here any of the 10 or 15 times this summer I've been in, drinking iced tea and jotting a few lines or chatting up my 10-year-old. Still, I'm struck and lifted, pleased and pacified and inspired by such a gesture, so simple and dignified from a man carrying clothes in plastic grocery bags, a strip of rag run through his belt loops, knotted and forming a tail there where the buckle would be, and I'm nearly embarrassed by his gracefulness. As he's leaving, he says, be careful now out in this heat. Sweet Jesus, is this happening? Who is this man? Do saints exist? Why do I feel like I'm going to cry? God in heaven, who I'll wake up doubting tomorrow, or something, or someone up there, or out there, tell me this is what the world is coming to. I so much want to believe in this. Tell me this is where we start anew. This is Father's Day fishing. Did you see that, Dad? My boy said from the grass behind the seawall. That's quite a cast for a 5-year-old, he said. I wish I were so unconsciously witty. Later, he said, I almost got it in that boat. I said, that would not be good. He said, let's go there, and gestured like Caesar Augustus at the public pier. Presently, I worried he'd fall in, then his lure stuck in the rope in the water that anyone can swim under if they want to go beyond, but no one does because social norms. I dropped to a knee, set my rod down, reached into the water, and while prying his lure from the rope, I wasn't thinking quite as much about dying. Last one from this book is called Perfectly Natural. See that man? He's following me. The organization he represents has rigged an elaborate ruse to convince me he's not following me, like he's already at the cookie shop when I arrive, but he's reading a thick book in a showy way like nobody here but us book readers. Just here reading a book, me and you, buddy, cookie shop book readers. Come talk to me and I will infiltrate your subversive circle of poets and musicians and art supremacists. He's sitting right behind me. He wants me to say something. I can hear him breathing. Mimicking Darth Vader because he knows I get the joke. I am not going to talk to him. I will not talk to him. He gets up to toss trash, bumps into a co-worker at the door. Their co-worker is also part of this elaborate ruse of undercover surveillance. Are you going in? He says. She laughs. Not till 4. Ah ha ha ha. Ah ha. Ah ha. Titter titter. Two normal local workers sharing a joke. But this is no joke. He obviously is trying to get me to say things to him. He obviously wants to know things about our plans to replace hymnals with profane poetry in every church in the county on Easter Sunday. I don't tell him anything. I will never tell him anything. They can't make me talk. He is headed out of doors. He is headed across the street. A car honks as he crosses and he waves casually, just a normal local book-reading Darth Vader imitating worker having a casual day, waving to cars casually. That was very clever. I have to give them that. If I didn't know better, I would think that was perfectly natural.
You've been listening to the poetry of Steve Henn on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.